New Zealanders are still committed to trying to eliminate COVID-19, if possible, not resigning themselves to it. That's the conclusion of the poll we're opening with this morning. But what about compulsory vaccinations? Research New Zealand's been taking the pulse of the nation, and managing partner Emmanuel Kalafatelis is with us. Good morning, Emmanuel.
Good morning, Jim.
This polling of yours was towards the end of level four in Auckland, so we'd had a good few weeks to establish how we felt, yeah?
Oh, absolutely. More than a few weeks.
So you asked 1,000 New Zealanders over the age of 18 what?
Two questions. We wanted to gauge whether the public thought New Zealand should continue aiming to eliminate COVID through lockdowns. And then the second question was around measuring the level of agreement that vaccination should be mandatory for certain frontline groups, overseas visitors, patrons and restaurants and bars, and businesses if they requested it of their workers.
Okay. And the key findings of these interesting questions, the first one being how many people continue to support actual lockdowns. What's the figure on that nationwide, Emmanuel?
Nationwide, it's 70%. Most of the makeup of that 70%, in fact, 47% are in favour of lockdowns, but only until the vaccination target has been reached.
Right. So there is still majority tolerance for keeping us in, for example, in Auckland, alert level three until, for example, 90% of Auckland's been vaccinated. People still support that.
They do. It's interesting, though, that you should focus on Auckland, because if you compare Auckland to the rest of the country, there's a lower level of support for the continuation of lockdowns. In Auckland, it's 66%. In comparison to Wellington, where it's 79%, for example. So there's a big difference between Auckland and Wellington. The other interesting regional result is for Canterbury. The level of support in Canterbury is similar to the level of support in Auckland, below the average at 67%.
Okay, so Cantabrians beg to differ, and Aucklanders are a little bit more tired of lockdown. Of the third of Aucklanders no longer wanting lockdowns, what did they want instead, Emmanuel?
Whilst they say they don't want to continue with lockdowns, many of them want to have strict rules around mask wearing, testing, and MIQ.
Okay. But making the point again that two-thirds of people disagree with that, they're prepared to do the lockdowns. What did you find when you asked about opening our borders more?
79%. So it's almost 80% thought that our international borders should only be opened to those with vaccination passports and a recent negative test.
All right. Mandatory vaccination is really interesting. What did you find when you asked about frontline workers, for example?
Around 80% agree that vaccinations should be mandatory for certain essential workers, such as health and quarantine frontline workers. 85%, in fact, said that that should be the case.
That still leaves one in five, roughly, Kiwis resistant to the idea of making people have vaccines, even in essential areas. And is that quite? That's quite a big percentage, isn't it?
It is, and you know, some people will obviously get upset with that particular result. One in five isn't a number to be scoffed at.
No. What about the growing discussion outside essential areas regarding making people have the shot in their everyday occupations, Emmanuel?
There's significantly less support for that. 57%, so roughly one in every two, said that businesses should be able to decide whether to make vaccination and testing a requirement for continued employment.
What about impinging on the rights of the unvaccinated to travel and to go into bars and so on?
50%, so a clear one in every two, agreed that restaurants and bars should only serve vaccinated patrons. A good third disagreed with that. Almost 20% weren't sure. So it's whichever way you look at it, it's 50-50. We have a little bit over a third, 34%, saying that people who are not vaccinated should not be disadvantaged in terms of where they can go and what they can do.
We've seen the discord in Australia over compulsory vaccinations in the industry. So your figures indicate the possibility of similar discord here.
Well, yes, they do. And I would just hope that New Zealanders are a little bit more reasonable and controlled in terms of their emotions and reactions.
A majority think businesses should be able to decide, as you say, but a strong sort of minority are disagreeing with that, aren't they?
The result is polarised, I think, would be a lot fairer to say. And we do have a lot of people disagreeing with that, almost a third at 28%. And of course, we've got a big hunk of people at 15% sitting on the fence, not sure which way they should actually vote on that one.
So I imagine that your summing up this week needs a crystal ball, really. What's on the way for New Zealand society, judging by these responses that you're seeing?
They won't tolerate lockdowns indefinitely, particularly if the current vaccination levels are at the current levels, which I understand are less than 50% fully vaccinated.
The big question, though, is around the rights of the unvaccinated and the extent to which they will be able to work and travel and just generally get about if they're not receiving the jabs, though.
That's right. And as we've said already, we've got about a third of New Zealanders supporting those individuals. If we can go back to the first question, another option that we offered people when we asked that question, in addition to asking them about whether lockdowns should continue and what have you, another option related to whether New Zealand should basically return to life as it was before COVID-19, with no lockdowns or rules around mask wearing, testing and quarantine. And a good 7% of our respondents, and remember our respondents are a cross-section of adult New Zealanders, 7% agreed with that statement.
So that's a hardcore percentage, but it's nevertheless not insignificant.
It's not insignificant.
So this is a recipe, all in all, for a possibly fractious way through the rest of this pandemic as we try and ensure our safety while trying to preserve the rights of people who don't agree with us.
Yes, absolutely right. And, you know, we might have a hardcore group of anti-vaxxers, and they may be represented in the 7% that I was just talking about. But we also know, given from some of our other results, that a third of New Zealanders will support people who are not vaccinated. They won't expect the country to impose restrictions on what they can do and where they can go just because they're not vaccinated.
Are you going to poll on this again? Because you might anticipate opinions changing on this as we keep moving through and keep having to deal with these problems. And would you anticipate different positions in, say, a month or 2 months? And will you be asking again?
We probably will. And I think the timing for that will be around the pace, if you like, at which the vaccination rate or level of for New Zealanders increases or doesn't.
Understood. Interesting results. Thank you, as always, Emmanuel.
Thank you very much, Jim.